Protocol number 23, instilling obedience. That the peoples may become accustomed to obedience, it is necessary to inculcate lessons of humility and therefore to reduce the production of articles of luxury. By this we shall improve morals, which have been debased by emulation in the sphere of luxury. We shall reestablish small master production, which will mean laying a mine under the private capital of manufacturers. This is indispensable also for the reason that manufacturers on the grand scale often move, though not always consciously, the thoughts of the masses in directions against the government. A people of small masters knows nothing of unemployment, and this binds him closely with existing order, and consequently with the firmness of authority. Unemployment is a most perilous thing for a government. For us, its part will have been played out the moment authority is transferred to our hands. Drunkenness will also be prohibited by law and punishable as a crime against the humanness of man who is turned into a brute under the influence of alcohol. Subjects, I repeat once more, give blind obedience only to the strong hand which is absolutely independent of them. For in it they feel the sword for defense and support against social scourges. What do they want with an angelic spirit and a king? What they have to see in him is the personification of force and power. The supreme lord who will replace all now existing rulers, dragging on their existence among societies demoralized by us, societies that have denied even the authority of God, from whose midst breaks out on all sides the fire of anarchy, must first of all proceed to quench this all-devouring flame. Therefore he will be obliged to kill off those existing societies, though he should drench them with his own blood, that he may resurrect them again in the form of a regularly organized troop, fighting consciously with every kind of infection that may cover the body of the state with sores. This chosen one of God is chosen from above to demolish the senseless forces moved by instinct and not by reason, by brutishness and not humanness. These forces now triumph in manifestations of robbery and every kind of violence under the mask of principles of freedom and rights. They have overthrown all forms of social order to erect on the ruins the throne of the King of the Jews. But their part will be played out the moment that he enters into his kingdom. Then it will be necessary to sweep them away from his path, on which must be left no knot, no splinter. Then will it be possible for us to say to the peoples of the world, quote, give thanks to God and bow the knee before him who bears on his front the seal of the predestination of man, to which God himself has led his star that none other but him might free us from all the before mentioned forces and evils, unquote. End of Protocol 23. Protocol number 24. I pass now to the method of confirming the dynastic roots of King David to the last strata of the earth. This confirmation will first and foremost be included in that which, to this day, has wrested the force of conservatism by our learned elders of the conduct of all the affairs of the world, in the directing of the education of the thought of all humanity. Certain members of the seed of David will prepare the kings and their heirs, selecting not by right of heritage but by eminent capacities, inducting them into the most secret mysteries of the political, into schemes of government, but providing always that none may come to knowledge of the secrets. The object of this mode of action is that all may know that government cannot be entrusted to those who have not been inducted into the secret places of its art. To these persons only will be taught the practical application of the aforementioned plans, by comparison of the experiences of many centuries, all the observations on the politico-economic moves and social sciences. In a word, all the spirit of laws which have been unshakably established by nature herself for the regulation of the relations of humanity. Direct heirs will often be set aside from ascending the throne if, in their time of training, they exhibit frivolity, softness, and other qualities that are the ruin of authority, which render them incapable of governing and in themselves dangerous for kingly office. Only those who are unconditionally capable for firm, even if it be to cruelty, direct rule will receive the reins of rule from our learned elders. In case of falling sick with weakness of will or other form of incapacity, kings must by law hand over the reins of rule to new and capable hands. The king's plans of action for the current moment, and all the more so for the future, will be unknown even to those who are called his closest counselors. Only the king and the three who stood sponsor for him will know what is coming. In the person of the king who with unbending will is master of himself and of humanity, all will discern, as it were, fate with its mysterious ways. None will know what the king wishes to attain by his dispositions, and therefore none will dare to stand across an unknown path. It is understood that the brain reservoir of the king must correspond in capacity to the plan of government as it has to contain. It is for this reason that he will ascend the throne not otherwise than after examination of his mind by aforementioned learned elders. That the people may know and love their king, it is indispensable for him to converse in the marketplaces with his people. This ensures the necessity of clinching of the two forces which are now divided one from another by us by the terror. This terror was indispensable for us till the time come for both these forces separately to fall under our influence. The king of the Jews must not be at the mercy of his passions, and especially of sensuality. On no side of his character must he give brute instinct power over his mind. Sensuality, worse than all else, disorganizes the capacities of the mind and clearness of his views, distracting the thoughts to the worst and most brutal side of human activity. The prop of humanity and the person of the Supreme Lord of all the world, of the Holy Seed of David, must sacrifice to his people all personal inclinations. Our Supreme Lord must be of an exemplary irreproachability. Thus end the 24 protocols.